Alright, so this file here is meant to tell you, give you an example. So we have four processes, which are the four colors. We have a 16-dimensional array, which has a trivial alignment with a 16-dimensional template. Then the first example here is the block distribution, the top left-hand corner. So the block distribution is the one we've seen with Laplace's equation. You take the total number of points in the template, divide it by the total number of processes, and let's suppose it divides exactly. Then you take the first, that number of points, and put them in the first processor, the next, that number of points in the second processor, and so on. And if it doesn't divide exactly, then you put fewer points in the last processor. So the block distribution is the natural way of doing the optimally sized blocks fitting in a processor, which therefore varies according to the size of the array and the number of processes. Below that we have a block of five, and you see a block of five puts five elements in the first processor, five elements in the second processor, five elements in the third, and in this case here there's only one element left for the last processor. So that's a relatively uncommon thing to want to do. You would normally want to get this sort of optimal blocking, because this blocking here is inherently load imbalanced, very machine dependent, because it depends on the size of the array, and etc. So I don't think it's terribly common. Cyclic or cyclic with a parameter, however, are quite common. So cyclic is very straightforward. It's if you read some of our early papers, we called it scattered. Cyclic is, and I'll give an example of what this is soon. Cyclic, you take element 1 in the first processor, element 2 in the second processor, element 3 in the third, element 4 in the fourth, element 5 comes back to the first, and so on. So cyclic is the exact opposite of a block. Block tries to maximize how close things are together, the different indices which have nearby values are hopefully in the same processor. Cyclic does the opposite. It tries to spread the indices as widely as possible among the processors. And in fact, although it's not allowed in Fortran, in HPF, instead of that regular distribution, if you did it with a random number, in many examples you get an equally good, if not better, distribution. That's why we always used to call it scattered. The goal in the cyclic distribution is to scatter the information over the processors, with the main requirement there be an equal amount of work in each processor. And that's actually what's guaranteed by this strategy here, because if I just keep assigning one to each processor, I am going to get a pretty equal amount of work. Now, cyclic with the number 2 here, or with any number, is sometimes called block cyclic, because cyclic with the number 2 says you take 1 and 2 and put it in the first processor, 3 and 4 in the second processor, 5 and 6 in the third. So you take them in blocks of 2, or if you have cyclic of n, block of n, assign n into one processor, n into the next, and so on. I don't think it's... No, the difference between block of 5 and cyclic of 5. Well, I think in this example there's no difference. Maybe somebody knows. What would happen if, I must admit, I'm not terribly familiar with block of 5. So I'm not quite certain what happens when I have an array of size 160. So I'll add this as an extra question. Right, so here we have, take this foil and do it in the case of an array of size 160. What is the distribution? Because I'm not quite certain what block of 5 on 4 processors with 160 elements means. Cyclic of 5 is quite obvious. There's not, you do 5, you do 1 through 5, 21 through 25, 41 through 45 in processor 1 and so on. I'm not certain what block of 5 means with 160 points. It probably, so I think the answer to your question comes in the answering of that example. Because it's obvious in, from you're clearly correct that in this example, cyclic of 5 and block of 5 are the same thing. As I'm not quite certain why we have block of 5 anyway, it doesn't strike me as a terribly useful strategy.